Okay, so now let's turn to the New Testament. Revelation chapter 3, I believe this letter written to the church in Laodicea, I think it reflects our church. I'm telling you, and the reason why I think we can take different things out of different letters between Revelation 2 and 3, and I think you can apply different little messages to our church. But for one, if I chose one letter that would be for the Church of the United States, for the North America, it would be this letter written to the church in Laodicea, verse 14. This is the message from the one who is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's new creation. I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have everything I want. I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So I advise you to buy gold from me, gold that has been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. Also buy white garments from me, so that you will not be ashamed of your nakedness, and ointment for your eyes, so that you will be able to see. I correct and discipline everyone I love. So be diligent and turn from your indifference. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice, open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand why he is saying what he is saying to the churches. The reason why I feel strongly and heavily convicted about this letter is because I lived in this church for 38 years, and I was hot for a period of time, and I was cold for a period of time, but other than that, I was pretty much indifferent. I did not have a lot of excitement. But yet I was the one saying, yay, God, on the weekends, and you didn't see much evidence in my life that I was a believer. Only if maybe someone said, hey, are you a believer? Oh, yeah, great. But other than that, I lived a pretty indifferent, lukewarm walk. So, and you know, and I wasn't... you know, any less of a Christian or any more than most of the believers I knew. I mean, I just, you know, you get into people's lives and you learn about what their habits are. And I would read Christian books from time to time, but I wasn't in the Bible. And that's another problem that we have in our church is our Bible has been neglected. We love all these Christian novels and Christian, help books. And there's a lot of great personal devotion books to read. But I'm telling you, there is no substitute for the Word of God. There is absolutely no substitute for the Word of God. And he's given me the conviction to read every day, regardless of what other book I read. And I have a couple reading books on my shelf that I read here and there, and I try to get them in. But he's given me this conviction to read the Word every day, and I thank God for that. And I don't think that's just for me. I think that's a conviction I can share with others. Whether you spend a half chapter, whether you spend a chapter, and this is about, you know, pouring your heart into God's word and helping and listening to what he has to say. So that's where we come to, you know, the end of the year where, you know, I try to get people into the word of God, and that's why the Bible team exists. Of course, everyone of you knows this. I'm not talking anyone new.